Hello again, and welcome to Line Noise, the Electronic Frontier Foundation's concealed camcorder in the cinema of internet history. Well, it's Sunshine Week this week, both literally here in San Francisco, where the city has received its 7 days of allotted sunshine for the year, and also more generally in the rest of America, where media, newspapers, TV, and radio have all been celebrating the American citizen's right to find out exactly what the federal government is about to do to it through the country's Freedom of Information Act and Privacy Act. One of the foremost experts in casting a little sunlight into the darker, more mustier areas of our federal institutions is David Sobel, who, with his colleague Marsha Hoffman, heads up the Electronic Frontier Foundation's FLAG project in Washington. FLAG stands for Freedom of Information Act Litigation for Accountable Government. Sobel has been using these laws to fight government secrecy for over 25 years now, and I asked him what he'd seen change over that time.
Well, I mean, I think it tends to ebb and flow. I think there are a lot of people who feel that we are now in sort of the golden age of government secrecy and difficulty getting information out of the government. I mean, that might be true. It might be worse now than it's been in the past, but it's never been easy. I mean, I have always said that, you know, this is not a Democratic or Republican issue or a left issue or a right issue. I mean, it's a bureaucracy issue, and it hasn't changed that much. It's always been difficult. It continues to be difficult. And maybe the only new wrinkle is that the current administration, in keeping with its fairly extreme positions with respect to executive branch power, even more difficult to deal with in terms of making information public than we've seen in the past.
How long do federal institutions have to answer one of your requests, either FOIA or a Privacy Act request?
Well, under the statute, if you're talking about the plain language of the Freedom of Information Act, they have 20 working days, which generally comes out to about a month. I can't remember the last time we have seen an agency actually comply with that 20 working day time limit. In fact, we are currently litigating a case against the FBI for information concerning new electronic surveillance technology that the Bureau is developing and using. They have asked the court to allow them 27 months in which to complete the processing of the request. So the 20 days is a pipe dream, and it really always has been. And for that reason, we have increasingly relied upon the right that the FOIA creates for the expedited processing of certain requests if the requester can demonstrate that there's a particular urgency. And as I say, more and more, because of the alternative of waiting years, we have attempted to more aggressively use the statutory right to expedited processing.
So how long in your 25 years has been the longest you've waited for a useful piece of information?
Well, I guess the clock is still running, as a matter of fact, because the FBI recently listed the 10 oldest FOIA requests that they are still working on, and I had the distinction of being the submitter of one of those. It was a request that was submitted to the FBI about 12 years ago. For a very interesting file. It is the FBI's file on the Central Intelligence Agency. It's pretty large. I think the best estimate that the Bureau has given me is that it's about 40,000 pages of material, but that has been pending for 12 years, so it's still not completed. So as I say, the clock is still running, so you know, I guess we'll have to check back in a couple of years and see where it stands.
Now, you're concentrating on particular areas with the EFS FLAG project. How do you decide a good target for one of your requests?
Well, I mean, I think it varies. There are certain requests that might be considered fairly obscure that just kind of come about by coming across an oblique reference in some document, in a budget document, or a general accounting office report or somewhere about something that sounds intriguing that we don't know a lot about, and very often those kind of references will generate our requests. And other times they're very obvious, such as the request we submitted just yesterday to the FBI for information on abuse of the National Security Letter Authority that was just the subject of an Inspector General's report last week. So it varies. Sometimes the subjects of our requests are very obvious because they're the subject of breaking news and they're on the front page, and other times they're very obscure things that we think might be the types of issues and activities that should be getting more attention. So it's really across the board.
Okay, Sunshine Week wish giving process now. Okay, you have 15 minutes in front of the query system of any government database in the entirety of the federal system. Which one would you pick and what would you search for?
Wow, I mean, there are so many things we would like to know about that we know very little about, but I guess right now I'm not even sure what the database is that would answer this question. But there seems to be some process that goes on within the government that designates particular individuals as being worthy of scrutiny, whether it's being given a high risk assessment score for border crossing purposes by the automated targeting system, or being put on the list for warrantless surveillance in the terrorist surveillance program. We unfortunately, since September 11th, seem to have developed a system in our government where some determinations are made that particular people are worthy of being put on watch lists or being subject to surveillance. I would like to know a lot more about how that process operates, what the criteria are, and really open the door to that, because I think that's an extremely dangerous development that has occurred since September 11th that we know virtually nothing about.
And you wouldn't be tempted to just type your own name into that?
I've never been particularly paranoid about my own activities, so I suppose I could be unpleasantly surprised if I did put my name into such a system. But my suspicion is that I would not get a lot of hits.
If you'd like to find out more about David Amash's work, you can go to www.eff.org/flag, which will tell you more about our flag project. Or you can write to us at information@eff.org with your suggestions, questions, or problems that you might be having with your digital rights. We'll be happy to help.